Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? And welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor and NRCA member for over 30 years now, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can get more tips, strategies, and free downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. Today, I've got another great show, and I have returning guest Aaron Hockel. He's been on a couple of times. He's with Alta Vista Strategic Partners. Back in episode number 34, we talked about how to get more online reviews. You know, we went through a number of different strategies that work. You've got to get those online reviews, get those numbers up there because it's going to make a huge difference in the number of leads that you get, the exposure that you're going to have, because everybody looks at reviews before they buy something, particularly before they hire a service contractor. So we're going to touch on that, but today's episode is all about Nextdoor and why you need to be on Nextdoor. So we're going to walk you through it. We're going to talk about the strategies to get more leads, how to set up your profile, and it's really a step-by-step. So you're going to want to stick around and check all that out. But before we get into our interview, I want to give a quick thank you to our sponsor, and that's Ruby Receptionists. I love these guys. They provide a great service. You can be out doing the things that you should be doing to make money and not sitting around answering the phone. And you could be confident that you're going to have that phone picked up by a friendly, professional receptionist every time. That phone's not going to keep ringing and ringing and ringing. And while we're talking about reviews earlier, all you got to do is go onto the Yelp reviews and you'll see a ton of reviews, usually one or two stars, say, hey, these guys just never answered the phone. Or when they did, the service was terrible. I got some cranky old lady that wouldn't give me the time of day. How many times you gone through that? This is where Ruby comes in. They do a great job and something you really ought to check out. Go to their website at callruby.com/roofershow. Check out the video. They've got a free test drive that you can do. It's a great service. You get a good feel, understanding of what they do. And if it's right for you, use the promo code ROOFER50 and they'll knock off $50 off your first service. So check these guys out. callruby.com/roofershow. All right, well, let's get into our interview with Aaron Hockel. And I'm going to ask him for his elevator pitch. And this is something that all of us have to have down. We got to have a good elevator pitch where we're prepared, ready to go when anybody asks us, hey, what do you do? Tell me about your business, whatever that is. And you got to have this down. And I'm going to, there's four parts to a good elevator pitch. And I'm going to ask Aaron these questions and I'm going to ask every guest I have and we'll get a feel of what makes a good elevator pitch. And we'll kind of critique them as we go because this is something that you've got to have down. And you can go to my website at theroofershow.com and you can download my free one-page business plan. And it talks about that, how to prepare a good elevator pitch, what it consists of, and why it's so important. So you might want to check that out. But let's get into our interview with Aaron Hockel with Alta Vista Strategic Partners. Aaron, thanks for coming on to the show again. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no, Dave. I'm happy to be back. I love chatting with you and talking to all your listeners. So thank you for having me back again.
Well, you put out some great information for us. We've got a number of episodes, and I'll reference those in a minute. But when we're starting off, as I've talked about in the intro, I'm really into getting our listeners dialed in to offer an elevator pitch. we've talked about that. You know what it is. So if we can get your pitch, kind of the short of it, and tell me who you are.
Yeah, sure. So we are, I'm Aaron Hockle. We're Alta Vista Strategic Partners. We are a marketing company. I specialize in working with roofing contractors, both commercial and residential. And we work with them nationwide to kind of, you know, solve their marketing problems. That can be a little bit different for everybody depending on their business. But at the end of the day, we focus on understanding, you know, our clients' roofing business, who their customer is, where they want to go, and then helping them kind of build and execute a marketing plan to get them there. So if it means lead generation, it's lead generation. If it's online reviews, it's online reviews. If it's property managers, how do we get in front of property managers, right? So that's kind of a, from a high level, what we do to, you know, for the roofers that we partnered with currently.
Mm-hmm. And what exactly is the problem that you see out there and the problem that you solve?
Well, the number one problem I see, at least for residential roofers, is that one, they can have a, their strategy isn't cohesive. So they know they want Facebook, they know they need Google, they know they need leads, they know they need reviews, they know they need all these things, and maybe they're doing some of it in-house, out of house. So for those guys, a major problem that we solve is, hey, give this to us. We're going to handle your social media. We're going to handle your Google, your digital ads, your reviews, your newsletter. We kind of turnkey the whole thing for them, give them a single voice that they can talk to, communicate with about their marketing plan, their goals, their strategy, right? So, you know, in some sense, we become the marketing director, the marketing assistant, and we really help them solve that problem. Mm-hmm. Commercially, we work with commercial roofers really more to help solve the problem of building new account-based relationships with property and facility managers. So how do we get in front of multifamily housing, class A office, industrial manufacturing, right? What's the initial process? What's the follow-up process? And kind of how do we develop and cultivate those new accounts? So we, those are kind of the two problems that we solve for both of our customers. And we also solve the great problem, which is I need more leads. I want to get in front of more people. I need more customers. That's a, you know, we solve that problem while solving those other two I just kind of talked about.
Sounds good. Now, why is Alta Vista and Aaron Hockle uniquely qualified to solve these problems?
Yeah, well, I mean, first and foremost, we work for 180 customers nationwide. Everyone I work for is some sort of contractor, roofer, painter, plumber, both residential and commercial. So we have a full-time team of 20 employees. All they do is wake up every day and figure out, hey, how do I get a, you know, a roof replacement opportunity with Mrs. Jones at her house? Or how do I get, you know, a commercial roofer in front of a property manager? So, you know, that's one thing we think sets us apart, right? And then we also, you know what's working, what's not working. Because all we do is marketing, we know, and we're going to talk about Nextdoor today, which is kind of a newer platform. You know, where's the latest and greatest? What's the next trend? What's the next thing, right? You know, oh, Facebook seems stale. How do I get on Instagram, right? Google launches new home service ads. How do I get on Google home service ads, right? You know, so that's another unique problem is that if you own a roofing business and you're doing $1 million or $2 million a year in sales, you're busy running a roofing business. It's not necessarily easy to find someone who knows strictly how to market a roofing business. So we come in, we know how to market a roofing business. We know how to stay on top of the latest trends. We know how to work with roofers. And that's sort of why I think we're uniquely positioned to do it, right? Because it's all that we do.
And what action do you want our listeners to take?
Well, I mean, look, I'd love to talk with anybody about their marketing challenges. So if they want to go to my website and check us out, we have a roofing, the Roofer Show specific page. It's our website's altavistasp.com/The Roofer Show. So if you go there, you can see a little bit more about what we do, get a broad overview, and then really just contact us and say, hey, here's my marketing challenges. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to accomplish. And then, you know, we'll just talk with you about those goals and if we're the right fit to reach them, you know what I mean? And share what we do and our thoughts and just kind of help anybody solve their marketing problems. So go to my website, get in touch with us, have a conversation about your marketing needs.
I like it. All right. Good pitch. Clear, concise. That's what it's all about for all of our roofers out there. You got to have this down, be clear. And I got a pretty damn good picture of what you do, Aaron. Appreciate that. Well, let's get into the meat of this today, and that's Nextdoor. I don't know much about Nextdoor. I see it My neighbors are on it, kind of track what's going on, you know, lost dogs, you know, robberies, yeah. Cars getting broken into. Yeah. But I do have to say, the one thing, it's kind of interesting the other day that I noticed is somebody was talking about, they got their driveway repaved. And I guess these guys did a real crappy job and they were pissed off. So one thing they did, they said, do not use XYZ because they really suck. I feel like I got ripped off and I'm really pissed off. Does anybody know a good paving company? And people jumped in and said, hey, we've used this guy. We've used this guy and this is a really good experience and so forth. So that's, I thought was great. I could see where that would really be valuable for roofers, but I don't really know much about it. So can you tell us, why do I care as a contractor and why should roofers get on Nextdoor?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that first and foremost, roofers need to get on Nextdoor because I believe it's going to corner the market for what it's trying to be. I think it's going to be that industry leader. I think it's going to come out, right? If you think there was Facebook and MySpace, we know how that turned out. I think Nextdoor is going to be that one that kind of gets out there, right? According to their own website and some of their press releases, they say they have 165,000 active neighborhoods in the United States covered by Nextdoor, which touches roughly 80% of every neighborhood in the country. And for them, they say the typical neighborhood's about 1,200 households. Granted, that can be, mine's very different. My personal Nextdoor account for my neighborhood, there's less than 100 homes. But, you know, that's kind of the statistic, right? That's the normal. You know, so it's going to become this leader in this sort of community, super tight, local, neighborhood-based app that people are using. You know, they're talking 1 million daily active users. They're hoping to have 100 million users by 2020. They've launched in some new countries. So from a, you know, an initial standpoint, this app is kind of proving that it's here to stay. It looks like it has some staying power, has that big user base. You know, that's first and foremost. The other thing is that a lot of the research out there is saying 25% of the posts on Nextdoor are people seeking recommendations of local businesses. You know, does anyone know a piano teacher? Does anyone know a plumber? Does anyone know a paving company? Does anybody know a great roofer? Right. So 1 out of 4 posts on the network are people seeking local services. So the idea is that this app has a big user base. It's got widespread coverage and 1 in 4 posts are looking for local business. That's an important place for any roofer, especially residential roofers, to have a presence and be aware that it's out there and it exists.
Okay. So how does this thing work?
Yeah. So it works oddly enough, similar to a Facebook and Instagram, right? So first, you know, as a personal user, let's say, how does Aaron Hockle, the homeowner, use it? So I go to nextdoor.com or I download the app on my phone and I sign up and create a profile. When I do that, I put in my address and it then starts to give me a super localized feed of posts. Those posts include lost dog, cars are getting broken into, you know, by me. I live in an area that's frequently included on like community running events and like jogging courses. So I get road closure notices all the time, which are a nightmare. But, you know, you get this feed and you start to scroll through and you just look at all these posts. At the same time, Aaron Hockle, the homeowner, can just post on there, hey, does anybody know a great roofer? My neighbors around me can then start recommending businesses onto those posts. I can also say, hey, I'm selling a bedroom set. I'm selling my kid's bike, right? And it works just similar to Facebook or Instagram. You fire up your post, you hit go, and then other neighbors, people around you, can scroll through and see what you've posted. And one thing too, is that when someone does post that, hey, does anybody know a roofer, right? I'm sure people have seen this on Facebook where on Facebook, they're typing in, hey, can anyone recommend a roofer? And people start tagging businesses. Nextdoor works the same way. So I post, does anybody know a great roofer? I need a new roof. I'd like to use someone local. My neighbors start tagging and commenting on this post and they might tag roofer A, roofer B, roofer C. When they do that, it will then let me click on those links and I can go see the profile for roofer A, B, and C. It'll show me their address. It'll show me how many times they've been recommended. It'll let me read those recommendations. It will, you know, it has a call button for click to call, so I can call it and make an appointment, right? So it operates very similar to a Facebook, which a lot of people are familiar with on the residential side, especially. So, you know, that's kind of how it works. Nextdoor is already aggregating business data and community level data, and your neighbors could already be doing this about your roofing business. It's quite possible there's roofers out there, and it's a guarantee actually that someone listening to the show has been recommended on Nextdoor and gotten a phone call from it and probably has no clue, because this is how it generates free leads for roofers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it. So it's a free, so this, we're talking free. We're not paying for anything. But the first thing is, what do? Set up a business page like we do on Yelp or Facebook?
Yeah, so that's the first thing, right? You got to go in, and actually I think the first step is probably creating like a personal page and kind of maybe familiarizing yourself with it a little bit. But then, yeah, then you're going to want to go right in there. And, you know, I can't remember the domain exactly, so just go to Google and type in, you know, Nextdoor business page. You'll go, you know, the page pops up number one, you click on it. It'll then have you type in your business name and address. When you do that, you can actually see if people have already kind of created a business profile for you and by recommending your business before you were even aware it was out there. You then claim that page. You're going to enter some basic information. You can type your categories. So, you know, let's say you know, we got a lot of people listening that do roofing. A lot of roofers do gutters. They also do siding or windows or doors or decks, or, you know, they're exterior remodelers, right? So you can actually tag that you do all these different categories. You put in your phone number, your address, your logo, you know, a profile picture. You can actually send and receive messages through this page, right? And then once you get all this information uploaded and built and constructed, the final step is you actually have to click a button and they're going to call the business phone number you list, and you have to enter a code to verify it and show that you actually own the business. And then you're good to go, and then you're set up.
Okay, so that's kind of like a Google business page or Yelp, yeah, or any of these things, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fast and pretty painless, right, in terms of what it wants. It just really wants logo, picture, name, address, phone number, website link, categories. If you have those pictures and logo files handy on your computer, it's a 15-minute setup. It's not some huge process. Pretty painless for most roofers out there, yeah. You know, in terms of the grand scheme. And what's cool is that once you get it set up, right, you can send and receive messages from it. And, you know, you claim ownership of it. So by claiming ownership of it, now you see when you get recommended or when you get blasted, right? Now you're seeing these things and you can see these stats. Mm-hmm.
So this is just like anything like Yelp and so forth. But I want to emphasize, and you can confirm this or not, but it's critical that you get consistency throughout your pages. Is that right? Where you've got to make sure that you've got everything exact, like the phone numbers, your addresses, all of that. Why is that so important? I know we've talked about this before.
Yeah, we've definitely talked about this in a past episode. It's super important because of Google, right? So Google's indexing the whole internet. They're out there finding out what every page says and whatnot and putting that in a database. And so they actually will look at minor discrepancies. So if you're Aaron's Roofing on Yelp, but you're Aaron's Roofing LLC on Facebook, and then Aaron's Roofing Inc. on Google, Google looks at that as three different businesses. If you're Suite 101 and your address on Yelp is Suite 101 and it's Unit 101 on Google, you're now in two different locations, because they're not, they just look at the hard, you know, data, right? And so it's super important that you don't want to confuse Google. So when you're setting this thing up, just use the same, you know, the best case scenario is if you have a Google panel, you know, you type your name in Aaron's Roofing into Google, that panel comes up on the right-hand side with your business information. I always tell people, just make sure you match that address, that phone number, and that name. So if it's Aaron's Roofing LLC on Google, that's what you want to put. You either want to change that, or that's what you want to put everywhere else as well. Thanks. But yeah, that's definitely an important thing to have that consistency, so that people know, you know, you're all the same business everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So do they do reviews like all these other sites on Nextdoor?
Yeah, they do reviews, but they're doing it differently. And it's cool how they're doing it, because they are taking a model where they, you know, if I said, hey, Dave, you know a great roofer? I hope you know at least one or two. But you wouldn't say, oh, yes, call Aaron's Roofing, 4.4 stars. Right? You would say, I recommend Aaron's Roofing. I recommend you call Aaron's Roofing, right? So, you know, Next Door started this thing where it's not about 1 star, 2 star, 3 star, 4 stars. It's just, would you recommend them or not recommend them? So it's a little bit different in that approach and that mentality. You're just looking for the net number of recommendations. What's interesting is that this is how they've done it since they started, which they started in 2010. So they've been around a long time, but they haven't really, you know, taken off in a growth trajectory until the last maybe year or two. What's interesting is that Facebook is going this way too. So if any of your listeners have noticed that their star ratings are disappearing off Facebook and you're not 5 stars or getting 5-star reviews on Facebook anymore, it's because Facebook is going this way for, you know, how people interact. So recommend, not recommend, right? You write a recommendation for a business. Mm-hmm. That's sort of how Facebook's going. Now, did they copy this off Nextdoor? I don't know the answer to that. But so it's not a traditional 1 to 5-star rating, which is interesting, but definitely still you're getting reviewed, you know, customers, potential customers, people in the neighborhood, the local community, they're writing about you. You know, so yes, definitely has reviews as a recommendations, excuse me, as a big part of it.
And these guys, they got some dough behind them. From what I've read, I saw an article about them that this is not something that's really going away. This is going to be a pretty major player from what I understand. So if that's the case, you certainly want to get on board of this early, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so. And I definitely would want to circle back when, in terms of getting on board of it, getting on top of it early, right? If you're not already on it, and we're still early in the grand scheme of this thing, you know, it's been around for 8 years, but in the life cycle and the trajectory of where this could go, it's still early. But, you know, circling back to kind of the reviews and the recommendations, you actually have to get recommendations to be discoverable in search on Nextdoor. Okay. So let's say I open my app and I want a roofer. I also have a search bar on there. I can just type in roofer and hit go. Aaron's Roofing only shows up if I've been recommended by someone in my neighborhood or the immediate surrounding neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So you have to have, you know, recommendations on your profile to be discovered in neighborhoods. So when you first start out, if your business is not out there, you're going to have, you'll set everything up. You'll see a dashboard that says you have 0 recommendations. You reach 0 neighborhoods and you reach 0 neighbors. So you won't reach anybody. Now, we've talked, and you mentioned before, Dave, about, you know, reviews and how important they are for everybody. And we've talked about it at length in a past episode. One thing that's cool is that Nextdoor gives you some tools right from that dashboard, you know, a link you can send out, an email template, some recommended ways to post on Facebook to get people out there that follow your Facebook that, you know, you can email to start writing some recommendations about you.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there any other way that you can, how can we get more recommendations? And what are some other ways that we can get leads from this thing?
Yeah, cool. So there's two, you know, that kind of a 2-part question. So getting more recommendations, all about asking, right? You got to have a consistency in your process to ask people. And that's the same for reviews too. If you're not asking people and asking in a timely fashion, you know, you're going to struggle to get them, right? So we recommend, you know, either using a software or having a built-in process of saying, hey, every 2 weeks or on the 1st and the 15th, I'm going to ask all the completed jobs from the prior 2 weeks to write a review via email, via text message. It's also really important in getting reviews and recommendations on here or on Google or on Facebook or on the BBB or on Yelp or wherever. So, Dave, the other thing is that it's also really important, you know, you want to ask in a timely fashion for reviews when the job's been completed. But it's also super important to set up the expectation from the beginning that you're going to ask. So telling Mrs. Jones or Bob, the property manager, right from the beginning, like, hey, you know, if we do a great job when we're done, we're going to ask for feedback. And if we did a great job, we'd love an online review. If you drip that in when they sign the contract, or you drip that in when the day the work starts, and you drip that in the day the work ends, and then at the final walkthrough or sign off or whatever it is, you drip it out again. When they get, they're expecting the email. They start to expect it and be ready for it. Right. That's another way to really get people to kind of hold up their end of the bargain, if you will.
Exactly. And that's what we always did. We always started off with saying, hey, our goal is to have you want to write a 5-star review because we've done such a great job. Is that a good goal to start with? Can we agree on that? And if we do that, would you be game for giving us a review? And that sets it in the mind of the customer. One, hey, these guys really want to do a good job. And two, I'm going to expect to do a review because that's how they increase their business and they're good guys and so on and so forth. But you've got to ask for it. And this is what we've talked about so many times in the past. And I want to touch on this because afterwards, but about how to get more reviews. But let's get back to our next door. And yeah. Any other thoughts on how we can get more leads on that?
Yeah, it's cool. So we talked about how, you know, you don't show up in search until you get recommendations and reviews. One thing that would be cool for getting more leads, and one quick note I wanted to drop out, is that the more recommendations you get and the more you get them from different neighborhoods, the broader your total reach becomes. So getting one on both sides of town is important, right? We have a customer that, you know, they show up, their current reach is 65,000 neighbors. So kind of people searching all over their service area, they're popping up because they have recommendations from all over the place, right? So the first way to kind of get more leads out of it is to get recommendations. But, you know, if you can get them from both sides of town, that's going to be a big advantage. You know, another way to kind of get leads out of there is really, you know, sign up for your personal page. And if you see and you're scrolling through and you're looking and someone says, hey, I'm looking for a roofer, go ahead and tag your business, right? You recommend working, you know, I would recommend you hire Alta Vista. Mm-hmm. I'd recommend you hire Aaron's Roofing, right? So when someone says, hey, I'm looking for a roofer, it's not really crossing the line to recommend yourself. The other thing is you can also make posts. So you could post, hey, you know, I'm Aaron, I own Aaron's Roofing. You know, we're offering all of our neighbors a seasonal tune-up or a special offer, or, you know, put in a new roof by Christmas and save $1,000, or, you know, different things like that. You can make those kind of more promotional posts. You don't want to do it every day. You don't want to be over the top, but, you know, those are two ways. Promote about your, make posts promoting your business, comment your business out there, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody listening that has a really big advertising budget, call me. I'd love to spend it for you. But seriously, you can also advertise on LinkedIn. You can also advertise on Nextdoor, but it's pretty pricey. Right now, they're looking at a minimum commitment of $25,000 a quarter. Mm-hmm. And most of the advertisers today are Quicken Loans, you know, Home Depot, Lowe's, Ring, the security doorbell company Ring is on there. You know, it's pretty big advertisers right now. I suspect that that's going to change. I suspect they're going to get into that thing where, hey, a local roofer who wants to touch just their local 5 miles, 10 miles around their office can go in and run an ad for $300, $400, $500. I think that's coming, right? That's how there aren't that many companies that want to spend that kind of money, but there's a lot of companies around the country that would want to spend $500. Right. So I think that's coming. And that's another reason just to kind of keep an eye on it. But if you have that big budget, you know, by all means, could be a great avenue to check out.
Well, I think it's like any of these things. You don't want to be out there pimping your business all the time. I think it's more offering some educational information, something that when you come across really sleazy and salesy, I think it's working against you, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to come off, you know, just overly promotional and just putting things out there, right? So, I mean, a great post could just be something like, hey, guys, winter's hit the Northeast. If you've noticed this, or this on your roof, you might be having an issue you don't even know about until the snow's gone. We'd love to help you out. Here's a phone number, mm-hmm. right? That's a very fine thing to put out, right? Or, you know, in the mid-Atlantic, there was a really bad windstorm last spring that a lot of roofers made a lot of money off of. But just putting something out there that's like, hey, if you're finding shingles in your yard or if you notice damage from the windstorm, we're giving free inspections. Give us a call. Right. You know what I mean? It's not overly promotional.
Exactly.
It's addressing a need, a problem. Maybe it's telling them something if you have, you know. But yeah, you don't want to just put out there, save $1,000, you know, right. Call me today and get a, you know, you don't want to go that road every day, all the time. So yeah, I mean, a nice blend, but anytime you're posting, there is kind of, you want to create value, you want to educate, you want to give something out, give something back, but don't be afraid to put a call to action on there. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to put, here are five things that could be damaging your roof if snow's accumulated on it.
Yeah.
And if you're having a problem, call me, right? There's nothing wrong with that approach.
Right. I really think it comes down to establishing yourself as an expert. That's when people will call you, and you just got to get the information out there and say, hey, these guys sound like they know what they're talking about. They're not, you know, schmarmy. They're just putting out the stuff. These guys know what they're talking about. And I think that's really the way to go on all of these posts, whether it's on Facebook or LinkedIn. You know, I think it's just really a turnoff when all these guys do is sell, sell, sell. Don't you think?
Yeah, you can't just sell nonstop. Right. It can't just be nonstop. Here's a discount. Here's a promotion. Here's a code. Right. You got to establish yourself as an expert, especially on the residential side. And, you know, we'll call it social proof. Right. So why do people go ask for recommendations for roofers on Nextdoor, on Facebook? Why do they do that? They do that because they want social proof. Right. So if they ask their neighbors who it is, and this is no different fundamentally, Nextdoor, Facebook, this app, this concept is no different than me walking to the end of my driveway, grabbing my newspaper and asking you, it, you know, hey, Dave, you know a roofer, right? It's fundamentally no different. It's just on a digital platform at scale. Why ask Dave when I can ask 1,200 neighbors? They can tag businesses they've used and I can click those businesses and see what other people are saying about them, what their reviews look like, what does their logo look like? What's their content look like? It's really no different fundamentally from me asking you at the end of the driveway. I can just do it at scale and the information's given right back to me in real time and I can click, 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 click super fast right through it. So you definitely can't just go out every day saying, buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. Right. You have to educate. You have to give back. You have to have as well that support level of your Facebook page has to have good posts on it. You got to have good reviews on Google. You got to have all these things in place. If you're talking Nextdoor and you get recommended or you post about your business page better have a good amount of recommendations on it.
Now, how does this work? I'm not real clear. Let's say, you know, you've got 100 households in your area, for instance. Fill out your page. How do you, but let's say I'm covering this whole city. So I've got maybe 10, 20 neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. How is it that I get out there? Is it just by getting recommendations in various areas?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Fundamentally how it works right now is you got to just start getting recommendations in more and more areas, as well as Nextdoor also wants to provide to their users. So once you start to get those first couple recommendations, and again, I have customers where when we've gone to look through this stuff and set this stuff up for them, their business profile is already there because someone else has set it up, recommended them.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been claimed and properly set up.
Right.
Because it's already happening. It's already happening, right? That's what a lot of your users need to understand. If they do nothing else off this whole thing, search Nextdoor business sign up, click in there, put in your business name, put in the address. And I can give you, Dave, I'll get you the exact link so you can put it in the show notes. Mm-hmm. Go there and see if you're out there because a lot of them are going to be, right? And then you want to claim ownership of it. But yeah, that's funnily how it is. Nextdoor, though, they start to show you, like my neighborhood's super small. You know, it's less than 100 houses. Well, there's not a ton of activity from just my neighborhood. So I start to pick up things from the surrounding neighborhoods and the surrounding areas, and I can control how big I want that to be. So at the same time, while, you know, you might be in a super small neighborhood, a super small area, it's going to branch out to kind of touch into some of those bigger areas as well, if that makes sense.
Right, right. Well, again, like any of these things, this is free and you don't have to spend a lot of money. It's just a freaking no-brainer. And everybody's really got to get out there and claim these profiles.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. It's a no brainer, right? Because it's free and you may as well have ownership of it. Cause if you get dinged, you can go write a response. If you change your phone number, you can change your phone number. So people are calling you and not somebody else. Right. So it's a 15 minute setup. Take that time out of your day, do it one time, and then at least you have it.
Okay, so any final thoughts here before we wrap up on Nextdoor?
Cool, yeah. So I really do think that, you know, Nextdoor, as I've mentioned, it's here to stay. It's the winner in the category. I think they're going to get ad costs way down. I think they're going to build a self-serve ad platform. similar to how Facebook and Instagram work, where any roofer can go in and spend $500 or $200 on ads right. in their local neighborhood. And I also think this because they recently got a new CEO. They brought in the woman from Square, the mobile payment company, who took them public to be their new CEO. So I think they're probably going to have an IPO, go public, which just, if they do that, they're here to play, right? They're a player. They're not going away. So there is opportunity there where if you have your eye out on those lowered ad costs, when that becomes available, if you set up a great profile and are really on top of this, there's opportunities for roofers to be the first ones there, right? The first guy who jumped on Yellow Page advertising, on Google ads, on Facebook ads, those guys all won before it became super saturated. This is one of those little opportunities maybe where you could jump on this early, really maximize, and then just like, again, you know, one of those challenges we saw, eyes and ears up for the next thing, the next platform, the next place we got to go.
And I assume anybody that's having trouble or any questions about this, they can call you directly, can't they?
Yeah, they can. My desk is 443-960-4004. You know, I always say it twice. That's what I was taught. So it's 443-960-4004. They can call me. They can send me an email, aaron@altavistasp.com. They can go to that website, altavistasp.com/theroofershow, and get in touch via our website. But yeah, we'd be happy to answer any questions, give a consult, you know, help troubleshoot. Just get in touch with us. We'll help you solve the problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, we've got a few minutes left. And in that time, I just want to go back to one of our older episodes where we did a great interview. It was episode number 34. It was how to get more online reviews. And one of the first things that I do with the roofers that I work with is get this process down of getting more reviews, more Google reviews, because they're just so important. And everybody's going to look at reviews before they're going to buy anything. I got, when I'm on Amazon and I'm going to buy a pair of goddamn socks, I look at the reviews. It's amazing. There's hundreds of reviews on everything. So everybody's so used to going to reviews that you've got to have a process and you've got to work at it, but it's got to be the same every time, don't you think?
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be earth-shattering or groundbreaking, right? It just needs to be something that's easy and consistent. And saying, and you know, like I recommend doing it twice a month. It depends on your volume of customers, right? If you're doing 10 roofs a week, you should do it every week. If you're doing 2 roofs a week, you should do it every other, you know, twice a month, right? But just having a consistent day and time, and you're going to ask. That lets you tell people when you're talking to them, I'm going to ask. We talked about that earlier, right? Having that consistency behind it, right? Knowing where to go with your reviews, because what's most important, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So what I always tell people is that Google reviews are the most important, period. Right. And you can kind of, you know, yes, people look at Angie's List and Home Advisor, but from an SEO standpoint, from a visibility standpoint, from all your other advertising, your Google reviews are extremely prominent. Right. You have wrapped trucks, you do yard signs, you sponsor a little league team, your guys wear uniforms, you know, you're on the radio, you're doing a Facebook ad, you're doing any of these things. Someone types your business name into Google. Ideally, you pop up number one, you pop up in the map. In the map, there's your Google reviews. Right. You pop on the right hand side on a desktop on the knowledge panel. There's your Google reviews. Right. So that's the thing, is that no one remembers phone numbers anymore. Everybody just says, I'm going to Google Aaron's Roofing.
Right.
Aaron's Roofing, Baltimore. They type it in, bam, there are my Google reviews, super prominent. So Google always super important. You know, people are asking, how do I get more? Where can I get them? I still think the Better Business Bureau has a lot of SEO cache. It stays up near the top on page one. Again, when someone searches for my business, Aaron's Roofing by name, it's right there. You know, Yelp is important. It's a challenge. Wish I had more to give people on that, because I should probably do some research and we could build a whole episode about Yelp and the challenges and problems that it presents to residential roofers.
Right.
But you know, getting them on Yelp is important. Facebook, the recommendations on Facebook, important. Nextdoor, important, right? There's so many of them that become important, you know, as we go through this for different reasons. So I think one other tip I would give your readers or your readers, your listeners, make sure you're asking where they're needed and rotating where you ask. So if you know on the first, you're going to ask twice a month, ask the first batch of people for, you know, Google, Yelp, or BBB. Ask the second batch of people for Facebook, Nextdoor, and HomeAdvisor, right? That would be another idea, making sure you're asking across all these platforms as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what is what's so important, number one, is you got to freaking ask, okay? And people are afraid to ask. And if the first thing is, obviously, you've got to do a great job that's referable and that they want to leave you a review, number one. Number two is that you ask them, because also, if you don't, and there's a problem there that you don't know about, they're going to leave you a crappy review. This way, by asking, making sure everything is good, you're going to avoid those bad reviews. The next thing is you've got to make it easy for them. They're not going to go out of their way to leave a review, but if you could show them, here, just click on this link, here's what you do, step by step, make it easy. I like putting a video out, you know, just something that is so simple that, hey, it's no big deal. They're happy to do it. But if they got to figure it out, they're not going to do it. Go ahead.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm going to throw out something funny. So if I say, hey, Dave, can you go write a review for Alta Vista Strategic Partners? And you say, sure. I say, thanks. It's a pain in the ass for you.
Right.
If I say, hey, Dave, you know, would you take 60 seconds and write a two sentence review about your experience working with Alta Vista? Please choose from below platforms by clicking the link, and feel free to choose one where you already have a profile and it'll be the easiest for you. And I give them a link to Facebook, Google, or Yelp.
Right, right.
Well, now I've set the expectation this is going to take you 1 minute. You can choose the one that's easiest for you, and I'm only looking for two sentences. I ask you to write a review in both scenarios? Yes, but the second one makes it seem so much easier to you. So I'm just kind of piggybacking on what you said about you got to make it easy. You got to make it easy. You got to ask, right? Ask, but in the ask, highlight how easy and painless it's going to be for them.
Mm-hmm. And something that I've talked about this before, but I love my dentist. I think he does a great job. So, but they ask for a review, and I get busy. I get these little emails and they say, hey, just click here, you know, happy face, sad face or whatever. And then it takes you into, and also there's a lot of services. There's a lot of apps basically that make this really simple. Yep. And, you know, we can get you that information. But the last time they sent me one, I was just busy, you know, clicked it off, didn't do it. They did it again. And again, I was busy, but they did it a third time. I mean, it's not that it pissed me off. It was just, hey, I was just busy. The third time, yeah, I was happy to leave them a review, and I did. So you've got to follow up. You've got to have, and again, that gets into that process where as soon as we start the job, we let them know that it's coming, you know, make it simple, all of these things. This is the way that we do it every time. Systems and processes is how we make our business simple, and that's how we grow it. Anyway, I think we covered that, but make sure that you go back to episode number 34. We get into this in length. We have a great conversation, and it's a good one for everybody to listen to. But in wrapping up, now, I know you're going to be down at the IRE down in Nashville, which is the NRCA conference. I'm going to be down there. It's a great show. Everybody should go down there and check it out. It's going to be worth your time. But you've got a booth down there.
Yep.
And they can come by and see you. Why should they come by and talk to you?
Yeah, I mean, you can come by and put a name to a face. You can meet some members of our digital marketing team, some of our operations team. They can ask me a question. If you have I heard you talking about Nextdoor. I heard you talking about Facebook, right? We're happy just to meet people, shake hands, answer questions, get a dialogue going, right? We're at booth 1262. So swing by, see us. If any of your listeners want a free expo pass or 10% off a full conference registration, they can also reach out to me for that as well. I can email them a link with a discount code where it's free to get into the actual trade show or it's 10% off the registration, which is all the conference sessions, the training sessions, the recordings. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. So, you know, I'd be happy to give that to any of your listeners as well. But we'll be at booth 1262. Come see us. Ask about marketing. Ask about, you know, tell us about your problems. And, you know, sometimes we can answer it right there. It's great for us to meet people who listen. We do appreciate it, you know, and it's a good time overall too. So anyone who's never been, trade show's pretty, the expo floor is pretty impressive place. You can kind of find anything under the sun out there. So, you know, we'd say, hey, come see us. We'd love to meet you.
I agree. I'll be down there. And likewise, anybody that's coming down there, make sure you text me, get in touch. And I'd love to meet my listeners also. We can talk about a number of things, see what's going on. Last thing, Aaron, give me that website one last time and make sure that everybody goes and checks that out.
Yeah, sure. So it's altavistasp.com/theroofershow. So altavistasp.com/theroofershow. And that roofer show is one word, so no dashes or anything, but just throw that in, hit go. Should take you right there. It talks about our marketing for both commercial and residential roofers from a high level. You can fill out our contact form and go right from there.
Aaron, always great to talk to you. You are the go-to guy for me when I have questions on marketing. And I look forward to seeing you in Nashville.
Yeah, I'll see you there, Dave. I'm looking forward to it. Let's make sure we get together. But hopefully I'm meeting you and seeing some of the other listeners. But thanks for having me back. As always, a pleasure being on here and chatting with you and getting to share kind of some marketing insights with your audience.
Sounds good. Thanks so much. Well, that's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. Be sure to go to my website at theroofershow.com. You can take a look at the show notes, get Aaron's information on those links. If you have a chance, I'd really appreciate a review. Speaking of online reviews, it's real simple. Just take you 30 seconds, but you just go down, hit the big yellow button. It'll take you into iTunes. It'll walk you through it. And if you're getting any value out of the show, I would really appreciate it. Really helps get the word out. Until next week, we'll see you on The Roofer Show.